The kindergarten daf Masechta Sanhedrin daf Nun. Begin on the bottom of the Testament base, three lines up from the bottom of the Amud. But the Gemara goes back to explain the Mishnah of the previous daf, which opened up the seventh parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, parak Arba Mises, which are Nimsru Lebezin. And the order that the Mishnah described were scale was skila, first the most severe is being stoning, sreifa, burning, chulu, etc. Which the Gemara is coming to explain the reasoning of the Mishnah. What's the reason of the Rabbanan that they said that skila is more severe than sreifa? Sreifa is more severe than beheading, and hereg, which is beheading, is more severe than chenik, than choking. So that Gemara goes through in great detail to explain both opinions, that the Rabbanan's order and the Reb Shimon's order in our Mishnah, who he disagrees on 2 points, regarding the order of severity of the types of death penalties that the court has, which the ramification is when there's two different death penalties that the person is liable for, he gets the more severe one. So the Gemara explains, skila chamur misreifa, starting from number one. The death penalty of stoning is more severe than that of burning. Shekei nitna lemegadef, because we find that skila is given to the one who is a blasphemer, the one who, so to speak, blesses, which is a euphemism for cursing Hashem, which he gets stoned, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Chav Dalet, Haitzi es mekal, take out the one who cursed God and take him out to be stoned. And ulo oivid galulim, it's also for the one who worshipped idols, which are from the most severe averis that there are. And therefore, since if they get stoned, therefore that must mean that's the most severe. As the Gemara says, Omaychurma, what's the severity of Megadif and someone who worships idols that you're saying that if they have this death penalty of stoning, oh, then this must be the most severe death penalties because it's given to such severe averis. What makes these two averis such severe averis? Shekein Peitshi Yad Be'ikr, because these two sins are reaching out towards what's the primary element of the whole world, which is that it exists because there's a God. Someone that's Megadif or worships idols is doing something against that primary point. So that's why it's a very severe avera. And if this severe avera has the punishment of stoning, must be that's the most severe death penalty. Tosfos Gemara asks, no, adrabah, to the contrary. Sreifa chamura. I would tell you that actually the death penalty of burning is more severe. Because that's given to a daughter of a kohen who is mezana, who has an illicit relationship with another man. And so why would that prove that that's such a severe death penalty? Because that this is such a severe avera. Why is this such a severe avera, a sin? Because she desecrates her father, as the Gemara tells us later on, Dafnan Bezim and Aleph, that if up until now they would treat her father with sanctity, now they treat him in a mundane way. They would say, cursed is the one who brought up such a child, who had such a child, and therefore maybe Sreif is the most severe one, because we see that Bas Kayin, who is such a great act of desecration, has the death penalty of burning. Which the Gemara continues to Tabam Nunim and Aleph. No, Kesavi Rabban, the Rabban of the Mishnah, hold that Nesua, a daughter of a Kayin that's married, Yaitze, she goes out from the category of a regular Jewish woman who is married, which generally a Jewish woman who is married, an Isha Sish who is Mizana, who has a relationship with another man, gets the death penalty of Chenek, of being strangulated to death. Now, a married Bas Kayin goes out Lisrefa. She gets the death penalty of burning, which is mentioned specifically in the Torah, that a Bas Kayin who is Mizana gets burning. But that's only by a married Bas Kayin. V'loy Arusa, but not an engaged Bas Kayin. An Arusa, when she's a non-Kohenis, a regular Bas Yisrael who is engaged as a Naira and she's Mizana, she gets Skila. So on that, a Bas Kohen does not get excluded from that category of an Arusa Bas Yisrael. So there it says the Gemara, Umid Afkar Achman al Arusa, from the fact that the Torah took out an Arusa, meaning a Bas Kohen, from the category of a Bas Kohen that's married, which is generally we say the Bas Kohen that's Mizana, the Torah says, gets Sreifa. A Bas Kohen that's an Arusa is not included in that category of a Bas Kohen who gets Sreifa. Rather, she gets taken out to be Beskila, to be stoned, which is like how a regular Bas Yisrael Arusa gets. Oh, Sashma Mano, we could infer from that is that Skila Chamur, that obviously that the penalty, the death punishment of stoning is more severe than burning, because obviously the punishment we give to an Arusa, an engaged woman, is more severe than what we give to a married woman. And the reason what that is, why it's more severe, is because she desecrates when she's Mizana, when she's still engaged, when she's still by her father's household, because she only goes to her husband's household fully when she gets married. And the Torah is more stringent in that regard. Because as we see that a married woman gets only chenik, which is the least severe of the death penalties, in contrast to an Arusa gets skila. So therefore, it's obvious that a skila is more severe than sreifa, and therefore that's the first of the lineup, how we see that skila is more severe than sreifa. Now, Rashi actually says that we just explained it according to how it seems the text of our Gemara is explaining it. But Rashi says if you analyze this very well, it's not really answering the question of explaining the opinion of the Rabbanan. How do they know that actually that it's only the married Bas Kohen that gets Sreifa and not a engaged Bas Kohen? It's only because what's called the cyclical logic, in the sense of, because they're saying that skila is more severe, so obviously if skila is more severe, so we can't say that an Arusa Bas Kohen will be excluded from Arusa Bas Yisrael, that to go downgraded from skila to Sreifa to be lenient, if she's a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen, if anything, gets more severe, as we see a regular Eishes Ish gets Chenek, and a married Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. So if we see that they're more severe by Nisuin, so for sure by Erisin, that if a regular Bas Kohen gets Skila, for sure the Bas Kohen should get Skila. And if she's getting Skila by Erisin, so then obviously by Arusa, which were more stringent than by Nisuin, so which Nisuin is Sreifa by Bas Kohen, and then Skila by an Arusa, obviously Skila is more severe than Chabura. To which Rashi asks, but how can you learn from this that Skila is more severe? It were only saying that the Rabban hold like this because they hold Skila is more chamura. That's why we're saying the Bas Kohen has to maintain Skila by Erisin. But how do you know that in the first place to say that obviously the Bas Kohen is going to get Skila when she's Narusa? So therefore, Rashi says what you have to say is that actually, that we know that Rusa Bas Kohen gets Skila is not, it's not the reason for, it's not explaining the halacha that the Gemara is coming to say. It's actually just forewarning a question. In other words, the primary reasoning that was given is because Megadif and Avodah Zarah have skila. Now the question, but then the Gemara had asked, was to the contrary, I could tell you that Sreif is more severe because that was given to Bas Kohen. And why is that a stringency? Because she's Mechalelis HaSaviyah. So on that, the answer that's given is a note. That, like we said, as the Gemara says later on, actually, at the end of this segment, that we say by regarding Makkah of V'imai, we say, in spite of that, that's because Peshad Yodah Be'ikr Adav, something that's related to Hashem, that's like a direct affront to Hashem, that's more primary. So in other words, really, although the Gemara asks, what I mean, Adrabba Seva Chamur, really the answer of the Gemara was really its initial claim. It doesn't make a difference. Even if by Sreifa, it's because she's Mechalel Saviyah, Peshad Yodah Be'ikr is Adif. Now, but then this, that the Gemara continues and says that the Rabbanu hold that Nesua goes out for Sreifa in contrast to Arusa, that why the Gemara mentioned that was that you shouldn't say from the fact that an Arusa Bas Kohen is excluded from Arusa Bas Yisrael, that it's going from Skila to Sreifa, because seemingly the Pasuk doesn't differentiate, it takes all Bas Kohen to Sreifa. Obviously, from there, you would think that, no, Sreifa would be Mochamer, and that's what the Gemara says, and it's called Bavarning, forewarning, and saying that, no, Skila is more severe, because, as we said, Peshad Yodah Be'ikr is Adif, and by a Bas Kohen that we considered her more stringent and gave her Sreifa, that wasn't in contrast to Skila, that was only regards to a married woman regarding Chenek, because by Nesua, it's where she goes out to be Sreifa, and not by an Arusa. Where, based on this new interpretation of Rashi, this that the Gemara then says, Medaafka Rachmana, etc., that's just lengthy words, and according to what Rashi is explaining, you shouldn't even have that kirsa. So again, there's two ways of explaining it. One is how our text has it, which is that the proof is essentially from the fact that an Arusa, which is the most severe, has Skila, and versus the Nesua of a Bas Kohen has only Sreifa. So obviously Skila is more severe than Sreifa, which Rashi asked on that logic and says, but how do we know that by the Bas Kohen the Arusa has Skila and not Sreifa? We only know it because you're saying it's more severe, but how do we know it's more severe in the first place? So Rashi says, you're right, the Gemara's primary answer was based on the concept of Peshad Yodah Be'ikr. That's the real answer. And the Gemara didn't really have to answer the question it asked. This, that it continues with the wording that it says here in the top of this Amid, that's just to forewarn and say, but wait a second. No, seemingly that Sreifa is more severe because the Bas Kohen Arusa gets Sreifa, in contrast to a regular soul that gets Skila. So we see that it's an upgrade of severity going from Skila to Sreifa. And we say, no, actually a Bas Kohen Arusa gets Skila just like a Bas Yisrael Arusa, and it's only the Nesua that gets upgraded from Chenek to Sreifa, but Sreifa is an upgrade to Skila, and therefore she maintains Skila as an Arusa, just like a regular Bas Yisrael Arusa. But be that as it may, that explains how we know that Skila is more severe than than Sreifa. And we continue showing how we know that Skila is more severe than all the rest. Skila Chamor B'Misayiv. The death penalty of stoning is more severe than that of being beheaded. How do we know this? As we know that we see that these severe avarice of Avodah Zarah and blaspheming get skilu, and what's its severity? Like we said before, which is because that's poishu yada b'ikar, that's a sin directly towards Hashem, therefore that they're very stringent of sins, and if they have skilu, must be that's most severe. Tosfos Gemara asks, what may Ad Rabbah, to the contrary? Sayiv Chomer, I would tell you that beheading is severe. Shekein Nitin La'ansha Ir Anidachas, which that's the death penalty given to the subverted city of idol worshippers where the majority of the inhabitants do Avodah Zarah, and they get beheaded. Umay Chomer, how do we know that's such a stringent Avera? Shekein Mamayin Ovid, we see that all their money has to be wiped away and burnt. So we see that's a very severe Avera, and they get Sayiv. Maybe Sayiv is more severe. And that the Gemara says, no, Amid, you say, Ezek Koyach Meruba. In other words, which sin is more stringent? Koyach HaMadiach or Koyach HaNidach? The strength and the sin of the one who got everyone to do the Avodah Zarah? Or the ones who got done, who were influenced to do the Avodah Zarah? You would say it's the one who is meisis from adiach, the one, as we find other halachas, so we don't find any mercy or leniency or clemency for that, the one who did that, the one who got everyone to do all those averas, he's a more severe sin. And Betanil in the Braisa, Madichi Eranidachas Beskila, the one who gets the people to do the Avodah Zarah in that city, although everyone who did the Avodah Zarah in that city gets killed by beheading, the one who got them to do the Avodah Zarah gets stoned. As the Gemara teaches later on, Perek Eilim Nachnok and on Daf Pei Tes Mabez, where it explains the reason. So from the fact that the Madich is Beskila and the Nidachan are Besayif, obviously you see from there that Skila is more severe than Saif. Continuing on, Skila Chamor Mechanic. So we showed how Skila is more severe than number two and then number three, and we go on to the number four. Skila Chamor Mechanic is more severe than the death penalty of strangulation. So again, how do we know? Because it's given to the blasphemer, the one who worships Avodah Zarah. What's the stringent? Like we said, because it's poishu yada b'ikar. Tosfos Gemara asks, well, Ad Rabbah, to the contrary, I can say the chenek chomer, strangulation is more severe death penalty. Which is given for the one who hits his father and his mother, which then the death penalty is chenek, as it says in the pasuk in Shmos Chafalef, Yumas, whoever hits his father and mother that makes a wound in them, that it says he will die, which unspecified, the Gemara tells us later on, from Beis Mabeis, wherever it says Misa in the Torah, unspecified, it means the death penalty of strangulation. What's the stringency of that Avera? Because the Torah compares the honor one has to have for one's parents to the honor to Hashem. Because it says in Shema Yischav, Kaber Savicha, honor your father. It says in Mishlei Perek Gimel, Kaber Hashem Ahincha, you see both of them use the term Kabed, so we see that's a pretty severe Avera, and there it's Chenek. So maybe Chenek is more severe than Skila. Says the Gemara, no, man, the Afkir Rachmana Larusa Bas Yisrael, Machlam Nesua Bas Yisrael, from the fact that the Torah removes an engaged Jewish woman from the category of a married Jewish woman. In other words, like we said before, that obviously an engaged woman is more severe of an avera of a sin and penalty than a married woman. The reason for that is because when she's engaged, she's doing something bad to heaven, to other people, and to herself, because she disgraces her honor, her family, and it's more embarrassing than a married woman who already is not a besul and not a virgin anymore. Now, from the fact that the Torah says that it removes her from the category of mois yumas hanoyev, which is by a married woman that the one who has this adultery will die, which, as we say, whenever it says yumas, it means mechanic from the death penalty of strangulation, which, because really an engaged woman was also included in Eishes Re'ehu, when a man defiles the wife of his friend. And still the Torah explicitly removes the engaged woman, Leskila, to have a death penalty of being stoned, as the Pasuk says in Dvarim Chavbeis, Kisiya Naira Besula Mairasa, when there's going to be an engaged woman that's a Besula, that's a Naira, that the Torah says the death penalty is going to be stoning. From there we see that the death penalty of stoning is more severe, and that's why Arusa, which is more severe than Nesua, gets upgraded from Chenek to Skila. Now, if one would ask, why do you have to have all these reasonings to show that Skila is more severe than all these lower death penalties? Once we originally showed that Skila is more severe than Sreifa, and which is the number two, and then later on the Gemara is going to tell us how we see that Sreifa is more severe than beheading, so then obviously I know that Skila is more severe than Saif. because if Skila is more severe than Sreifa, and Sreifa is more severe than Saif, obviously Skila is more severe than Saif. And that answers Rashi is because later on, actually, the Gemara only knows that Sreifa is more severe than Saif from Gezeirah Shava from Skila, where we find that it's more severe than Saif. So that's why the Gemara has to first find a reasoning that Skila is more severe than Saif, because we only know Sreif is more severe from Saif because we compare it to Halacha by Skila, which is more severe than Saif. And therefore, we had to go through and show how it's more severe than the lower ones too. Okay, so we showed how the number one Skila is more severe than all the other three. Now we go to the number two. Sreif chamur misaif. Burning is the death penalty of burning is more severe than death penalty of being beheaded. Because we find that this is the death penalty given to a daughter of a kohen who was mezana. And what's the stringency of that avera to show that it's such a severe punishment? Says because she disgraces her father, the kohen. The Gemara says, other Rabbi Sayyid Chama, I can tell you that no, the death penalty of being beheaded is more stringent. Because given to the people of the subverted city that did idol worshipping, umay chumra, and what's the stringency that we find of the shekinah mina of it? All the money has to be destroyed. So maybe saif is more severe than sreifa, and that's the gemara. No, and this is what we just mentioned before regarding the gzeirah shava. Nemar avia beskila says the term her father by the death penalty of stoning, which is actually by nair hamayrasa by the girl that's engaged who is mezana, as it says liznais beis avia, as it says in dvarim chav beis. The nemar avia beshreifa also says the term her father by the death penalty of burning, which is by a bas kain, which it says miyikach hafalef es aviyah hi mechalel, she desecrates her father. So we make the following zera shav of the word aviyah. Ma aviyah amir beskila, just like when it says her father by skila, skila chamur misayev, we know, as we proved before, that stoning is more severe than beheading, which we learned out from Era Nidachas, where the madichin, which is skila, is more stringent than the nidachin, which are only saif. So afaviyah, amar b'sreifa, so to the term aviyah that it says by the death penalty of burning, sreifa chamur misaif, we know from gzeirah shava. And again, that's why we said we have to tell you before, skila is more severe than saif, even though it's more than sreifa, which is more severe than saif, but we only know sreifa is more severe than saif from gzeirah shava, from skila, which we proved before is more severe than saif. Continuing to the last one, sreifa chamur mechanek, burning is more severe than the death penalty of strangulation, shekin nitna labas koin shezinsa. Because as we said before, it's given to the daughter of the kohen that's mezana, umay chama, what's the stringency of the like we said before, where she desecrates her father. To which Shigmar asks, adrabba, to the contrary, I could tell you, chamek chamer, no, the death penalty of strangulation is more severe, shekin nitna maka avima, it's given to someone who hits and creates a wound by his father and mother, umay chama, what's the stringency of that aver to say that its death penalty is so severe, shekin hukash kabayt l'chamer makam, where the honor of the parents is compared to the honor of Hashem. Which the Gemara answers, no. Midafkirachmana lenesua bas kain. From the fact that the Torah removes a married daughter of a kain, which it says it unspecified, and seemingly when it says that a bas kain is removed from the types of punishments that a bas Yisrael gets, a regular Jewish woman, and it gets upgraded to the death penalty of a bas kain, it seemingly includes both an engaged bas kain and a married bas kain. Now, however, the Rabbana, as we said before, remove an arusa, an engaged bas kohen, from that categorical punishment of a bas kohen, and they retain the bas kohen by an arusa, like a regular bas Yisrael arusa, which gets skila. As we said before, because they hold that skila is more severe than sreifa, which is the upgrade that a bas kohen gets. And the reason why they say that is because that was given to a magadif. Now, however, a married bas kohen retains that halacha, which is removed michlal nesua bas Yisrael, which is removed from the category of a married Jewish woman, michanek l'sreifa, where a regular married woman that's mezana gets chanek, and however a married bas kohen gets sreifa, shema mena, sreifa chamura. So from there we see that sreifa is more chamura than chanek. Now, although the Gemara could have said it from the gzeir shava from avia, which we said that if skila is more severe than chanek, so sreifa which gets compared to skila, from the Gzeres of Aviyah should also be more severe than Chenek, like we said by Saif, but the Gemara preferred if we could show a proof from the Sreifa itself, which we are, we're showing that Sreifa itself is more severe than Chenek, the Gemara prefers it then to learn it from Gzeres Shava, from Skila. Now finally, the last two, Saif Chamim Mechenek, the death penalty of being beheaded is more severe than that of strangulation, Shekin Nitlan She'er Nidachas, because Saif is given to the subverted city. Why is that such a stringent Aver? Shekin Mimayim Ovid, like we say that all its money has to be destroyed. To which the question is, no, Adrabah Chenikham, I could say to the contrary that strangulation is more severe. Shekinit lamaka of v'imai, which is given for someone that hits his father and mother. Umaycham, what's the stringency? Shekin hukash chul, as we said, because that's compared the honor of the father to the honor of Hashem. So that the Gemara says, no, afilachi, even so, paisha yod beker adav, still, even though that has the stringency and this has the stringency, but the stringency of doing something directly towards Hashem, which is in the case of Eir Nidachas, which is that they do Avodah Zarah, therefore that's a more severe Avera, and if that has Sayif, that must be that that's the most severe of Chenek, which is how Rashi actually said regarding the first one, of Skila more severe than Sreif, although the Gemara had said two stringencies, not like the way our Gersa has that it's answering it from Arusa in contrast to Nesua, which Rashi says that would be cyclical logic. No, to the contrary, it's, yeah, even though both have stringencies, but like we see over here, but the one that's Pesha Yod Be'ikr Adif, that makes it more severe just because it's a direct affront to the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was all explaining the order of severity in the hierarchy of death penalties according to the Rabbanim. But as we quote in our Mishnah, Shimon HaMechulu, he switches the order by the two halves. Regarding Skila and Sreifa, he puts Sreifa before Skila. And regarding Herig and Chenek, he puts Chenek before Herig. So Anat Gemara explains that according to the reasoning, the rationale of Reb Shimon's order. Sreifa Chamor Miskila, he says that the death penalty of burning is more severe than that of Skila. Shekinit Labas Kohen Shezinsa. Because we see that's given to the daughter of the Kohen who's Mezana. Umay Chama, how do we know that such a stringent aver to say that its death penalty is the most severe? Shekinit Labas Kohen, because she desecrates her father. The Gemara asks, Adrabah, to the contrary, which was actually how the Rabban held, Skila Chamura. No, the death penalty of stoning is most severe. Shekin Nitna L'Megadav L'Oivarav Yitzkacham. That's given to the blasphemer, the one who does idol worship. Umaychama, what makes that such a stringent Avera? Shekin Vashar Yod Be'ikar, because that's something that is done directly as the front, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara answers, Reb Shimon L'Tamei. Shimon goes according to his reasoning, which the Gemara learned later on from a Pasuk, as it says, by Bas Kayin, it doesn't specify. It just says the Bas Kohen gets Sreifa. The Amma that he says, not like we said from the Rabban before, he says, Achas Arusav, Achas Nesua Yotzla Sreifa. When the Bas Kohen gets a different halacha when she's Mezana than the regular Jewish woman who's married, when they're Mezana, he says that the Bas Kohen who gets Sreifa is both when she's married and when she's engaged. Ah. So when the after Rachmana La Rusa Bas Kohen Mechlal Arusa Bas Yisrof, and the fact that they removed the engaged daughter of the Kohen from the engaged daughter of any regular Jewish man, that it takes it meskila l'sreifa, because we said a regular naira merasla gets skila. A bas kain who is always gets upgraded, it's more severe, it's more of a chilul because she's a bas kain, she's daughter of nobility of royalty. It gets switched from skila to sreifa because all bas kains he says get sreifa. Shema menos sreifa chamur. So obviously that's a proof that sreifa is more severe than skila. Then continues the Gemara, Sreifa Chamur Mechenek. And Sreifa is more severe than the number three according to Reb Shimon, which is Chenek, strangulation. How do we know that? Shekinit Labas Kohen Shezins, because that's given to a Bas Kohen, that's Mezana. Umaychama, why is that so stringent? Because I'm like we said, because she's Mechal, her father. Which the question is, Adarav Chenekham, I can tell you strangulation is severe. Shekinit Lamake of Vimui, because that's given for someone that hits his father and mother. Umaychama, what's a stringency? Shekin Hukesh Kavan Mechwed Mokum. That's a pretty severe Aveir, because the honor of the parents is compared to the honor of Hashem. Which the Gemara answers, no, but the Afki Rachman Linesua Bas Koyin, from the fact that the Torah removes a married daughter of a Koyin, Mechlal Nesua Bas Yisrael, from the category of a married Jewish woman from when the father is not a Koyin, Mechenek Lesreifa, I mean a regular Jewish woman that's Mezana as Ashes is, gets the death penalty of Chenek. A Bas Koyin that's Mezana as a married woman gets Sreifa. Shema Menos, Sreifa Chamur, obviously Sreifa is more severe because the Bas Kohen gets upgraded in the severity of her penalty, and if it's going from Chenek to Sreifa, obviously Sreifa is more severe than Chenek. And fine, for the last one, Sreifa Chamur Misayev, burning is more severe than beheading. Shekinit Labas Kohen Shezins, as we said, because it's given to the Bas Kohen that's Mezana. Umaychom, like we said, what's the stringent, like we said before, because she's Mechal, her father. Which the question is, no, Adrabi, to the contrary. Saif Cham, I can tell you, a beheading is more severe. Shekinit Lanche Eron Nidachas, that's the punishment given for the subverted city of idol worshippers. Umay Chama, what's that astringency? Shekinit Lanche Eron Nidachas, we see all their money has to be wiped out. Obviously, that's a pretty severe sin. And that says Gemara, Amid, you will say, but V'chi Ezer Kayach Meruba. But which one is more stringent? Which one is greater as a sin? Kayach HaMediach, the one who pushes people to do the Avodah Zarah, or Kayach HaNidach, or the strength of the one who got pushed to do the Avodah Zarah? And that the Gemara continues on the base. You would say that it's the one who's pushing them to do the Avodah Zarah. Now, Reb Shimon holds, not like we said before, Kuntra Rabbanan, that the Madichi Eir Nidachas, the ones who push people to serve the Avodah Zarah, they get Chenek. As the Gemara learns later on the Peites and Beis and Perkei El Nachnokin from a Pasuk. Now, for the fact that Madichin Abichenik and the Nidach and the subverted ones are Besayif, obviously you see that Chenik is more severe than Sayif. Now, we already said before that Sreifa is more severe than Chenik. So therefore it's a Kol Shekein that for sure is going to be more severe than Sayif from the Kal Vochemer, so it's a Kal Vochemer. If we prove that Chenek is more severe than Saif, because the Madichin are Chenek and the Nidach in the Saif, as we said before, that for sure the one who's pushing into a very desire is more severe of a sin. So straight and still Sreva Chamur B'men and still Sreva, as we said before, is more severe than Chenek, as we prove from regarding an Eish Asish goes up from Abbas Shel to Bas Koyin from Chenek to Sreva. So Saif Akal Koshkin. So if Chenek, which is more severe than Saif, and Sreif is more severe than Chenek, for sure Sreif is more severe than the lowest one, according to Reb Shimon, which is Saif. That was explaining the number one, according to Reb Shimon. Now, according to Reb Shimon, the number two is Skila, the death penalty of stoning. He goes to compare to the number three, Chamur Mechenek, is more severe than that of strangulation. Because Skila is a very severe death penalty, we give it to the Megadev and the one who does idol worship. What's a stringent? Like we said, where it's pushing you to be Iker, it's going directly against Hashem. So the question is, no, Adrabba Chenek Chamer, to tell you to the contrary. Strangulation is more severe. Shekin nit l'maka avim, and that's given for the one who hits his parents. U'maychem otzis strinshi, shekin hukash v'chulu, because that compares their honor to the honor of Hashem. And that answers the Gemara, mida afki rachmona la'arusa bas Yisrael. And the fact that Torah moves in the halacha of an engaged Jewish woman, mechlal nesua bas Yisrael, from a married Jewish woman, where it goes mechanik l'skila, there's an upgrade, as we said before, because it's actually more severe, more disgraceful when an engaged woman who is still in our father's household than a married woman. And what's the upgrade from a married woman to an engaged woman? It takes it from chenek to skila. Shema mina skila chamur. Obviously, that's a proof that stoning is more severe than that of choking. And then finally, for the last one, skila chamur misayif, stoning is more severe than the death penalty of beheading. As we said, skill is most severe because it's given for the blasphemer and the idol worshiper. To which the question is, no other Abbasayev coming to the contrary, I can tell you that beheading is most severe. Because that's given for the subverted city. Why is that such a stringent affair? Because their money has to be burnt up. On that Amid, you would say, no, which sin is greater? The one who pushed them to do the Avodah Zarah, or the ones who got pushed to do the Avodah Zarah? You would say it's the one who is the one that enticed them and pushed them to do it. No. And therefore, of a Kal Vachomer. So now, all the more so. If, as we said before, that if we're saying now that the one who pushes them, as we said, Reb Shimon holds, gets Chenek. The ones who get pushed get Saif, and still Skila Chamur Miman, still we proved before that Skila is more severe than that of Chenek. So Saif Akal Koshken. So if Skila is more severe than Chenek, as we said, because by Abbas Yisrael, the married one gets upgraded from Chenek to Skila by the engaged one. So if Skila is more severe than Chenek, and Chenek is more severe than Herik, because as we said, that the Madiach is more than the Nidach, so for sure, that Saif Akala Koshka, and that for sure Skila is going to be more severe than that of Saif. And finally, for the last two, Chenek Chomim Misayif, which is a different order than that of the Rabbanan, Reb Shem disagrees on 2 points. One, he holds Sreifa is more severe than Skila, not like the Rabbanan, and also the Chenek is more severe than Saif. How does he know this? Because Chenek is given for the one who hits his parents and inflicts a wound. Why is there such a stringent affair? Because I'm like we said, because it's Hukash Kvoid and Lechvayda Mokum. So the question is, no other Rabbi, to the contrary, I would tell you Saif Chomer. Maybe beheading is more severe. That's given for the subverted city. Why is there stringent? Because the money is wasted. On that Amid use, which we mentioned before, t'chi'ezer k'aych m'ruba. But which sin is greater? K'aych m'adiach or k'aych m'nidach? Havayim k'aych m'adiach, he would say the one who pushed them. But Tanya will learn in the Braisa that m'adichi er anidachas b'skila, the Rabban of the Tanakama holds, and we actually used this in their explanation before, they hold the ones who pushed the people to do the b'dizar get skila. B'shimenayim b'chenek, he says that they get chenek. So you see, the Madiach gets Chenek, and the Nidachin gets Saif, and obviously the Madiach is more severe than the Nidach, so therefore you see that Chenek is more severe than Saif, according to Reb Shimon. That concluded the explanations of the two different opinions in the Mishnah regarding the hierarchy of severity of death penalties. Now related to this, the Gemara says, Margila b'pumid Reb Yechanan, it was common in the mouth of Reb Yechanan that he had this statement organized, not something that was taught in the Mishnah of the Braisa, but just that this is what he received tradition from his teachers, that Naira Hamayrasa Bas Koyin Shezintza, an engaged girl, that's a Naira, that's a daughter of a Kohen that was Mizana, gets Beskila, gets the death penalty of Skila. Now, that's according to the Rabbanan, who they hold that the an engaged woman does not get upgraded or downgraded in that sense to Sreifa, because if that would be the case, then you actually would be lenient by Bas Kohen more than a Bas Yisrael. Bas Yisrael, Arusa, gets Skila, and they hold Skila is more severe than Sreifa. So Bas Kohen, although she gets upgraded to Sreifa, that's only from Chenek, from an Eishes Ish. But in Arusa, they hold remains with Skila, and therefore Naim Arusa, even though she's a Bas Kohen, gets Skila. In contrast, Reb Shimon, Reb Sreifa, he says, as we just explained his opinion, he holds Sreifa as Mochamer. So therefore, he doesn't hold this idea of removing a Bas Kohen. The Pasuk just says unspecified, a Bas Kohen gets Sreifa, and that's the highest death penalty according to Reb Shimon, and therefore, the Bas Kohen, so too, an Arusa, gets upgraded to Sreifa, and therefore, Nalik Rabbanan would get Sreifa and not Skila. Now, says Rabbi Yechanan, Zinsa Me'avia, and if let's say an engaged Jewish girl that was Mezana with her father, which that actually inflicts two death penalties. One is Skila because she's an engaged girl, no matter who she's Mezana with. And Sreifa because she was Mezana from her father, which is the death penalty is Sreifa, as the Gemara teaches later on in Perkel and HaNisraf and Daf Ayin Heyman Beis. So which one does she get? So says the Tanna Kamma, she gets Beskila, because according to Rabbanan, Skila is Mochamer. So she gets the more severe of them, which is the fact that she's an Naim Arasa, that she's an engaged woman. Shimon and Besreifa, he says that she gets Sreifa, which is that of because she was Mezana with her father, because again, he holds that the more severe is Sreifa. So the Gemara says, Amai Kamash Malon. So what exactly is this teaching of Birchana teaching us? Says the Gemara, the Rabbanan is coming to teach us, that Kondra Rabbanan, Nesua Yotzla Sreifa Veloya Rusa. The Bas Kohen that gets upgraded to Sreifa is only the married Bas Kohen, not the engaged one. Because the engaged one remains like a regular Bas Yisrael, Skifa, Skila, because that's more severe, and we can't take a Bas Kohen and make her lighter. And the Reb Shimon, what it's teaching us is, Achas Rusa V'Achas Nesua Yotzla Sreifa, that no, both an engaged and a married Bas Kohen gets removed from the death penalties of a regular Bas Yisrael to a Bas Kohen of Sreifa. But time in mind, what's the reason of this? Mishum Rabban and Skila Chamur, because according to Rabban and Skila is more severe, and according to Reb Shimon, Sreifa Chamur, according to Reb Shimon, Sreifa is more severe. Which the Gemara says, in Nafkimina, and the ramifications of the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan that says that because the Rabban hold the Skila is more Chamura, then Arusa Bas Kohen will get Skila. And according to Reb Shimon hold that Sreifa is more Chamura, so then she's going to get Sreifa. What we learn from this is that Lamishan is Chayv Shtei Mises Bezin, that whoever has a liability of two death penalties in the court, Nidan Bechamura gets the more severe of the two death penalties, which that's the same thing over here, where she's liable for two death penalties. One is Skila because she's an Arusa. One is Sreifa because that of a Bas Kohen. Therefore, according to Rabbanan, obviously, the Arusa is not going to be removed from the death penalty that she won't go out to the death penalty of Sreifa, because the more severe is Skila, where according to Reb Shimon, she will go out because he holds the Sreifa is more severe. So that's what we learn out. When there's two death penalties, it's possible you get the more severe. And according to Reb Shimon and Rabban, that's Machlokes, which one is the more severe. And therefore, they hold in this case where there's two liabilities, which one does she get will depend on what you hold is the more severe death penalty. Now, the Gemara goes back to what we had mentioned before, that we had said in passing, we said, Reb Shimon l'tamei. He said, oh, Reb Shimon's going according to his reasoning that he says that a Bas Kohen, Achas Arusa v'Achas Nesua, whether if she's engaged or whether she's married, Yotzla Sreifa, the Bas Kohen will always get the death penalty of burning. So now the Gemara says, my Reb Shimon, from where do we hear that, where is this opinion mentioned elsewhere that he holds that the Bas Kohen, Nalik Rabbanan, who hold that the Bas Kohen Arusa gets Kila, Reb Shimon, who, as we said before, that's his opinion that Sreifa is more severe, Bas Kohen, also when she's Arusa gets Sreifa, where do we find that opinion? Says the Gemara, the Tanakh, Linda Braisa. Pshimanam, he says, Shnei Klalus Nemru Bebas Kohen. There are two categories that were said by a daughter of a Kohen. One regarding when she's engaged, and one regarding when she's married. In other words, what he's saying is that when the Pasuk categorically says regarding the married woman who's Mezana, as it says in Meyukachof, Mois Yumas Hanoiv in the office, that the adulterer and the adulteress will get killed, that seemingly included a Bas Kohen too. She's also a married woman, which is that she'll get the punishment of strangulation of Chenek. Now, moreover, that's one category. When then the Torah goes and removes the engaged woman from the halachas of a married woman, not to get Chenek, but rather get Skila, seemingly that also included a Bas Kohen, which was the second category. Which the Gemara jumps in and asks, what, Bas Kohen v'loy Bas Yisrael? What do you mean? And those two categories of psukim only apply to the Bas Koins and not to a Bas Yisrael? But those psukim just said generic that a married woman gets chenek and an engaged woman gets skila. So Amy rather says the Gemara, no, af be Bas Koin, meaning what Shimon is saying is also by Bas Koin, meaning there were these two categories that were mentioned in the Torah. One is that an arusa gets skila and a married woman gets chenek. And seemingly the Bas Koin was also included in those halachas. Under that, the pasuk came to remove for you that a bas koyin no gets a different punishment, gets judged by stray for getting burned, and that was said unspecified, which seemingly that includes the same halacha of a bas koyin whether she's engaged or whether she's married will get the punishment of stray. Now, so continues Reb Shimon, v'hoytzi akasev nesua mechal nesua. So what we see from this halacha is that the Torah removed the married bas koyin from the married Bas Yisrael, and Va'arusa, and an engaged Bas Yisrael, Bas Koyin, Mechlal Arusa from the category of the Bas Yisrael from Skila to Sreifa. So we removed the Bas Koyin categorically from the halachas of a regular Jewish woman. By married, it removed her from Chenek to Sreifa, and by Arusa, it removed her from the Arusa Bas Yisrael from Skila to Sreifa. So what you learn from this, says Reb Shimon, that obviously Sreif is more chomer. Because just like everyone would agree, that when we remove the married Bas Koyin from the married Bas Yisrael, it took her out to a more severe death penalty, because everyone agrees that Sreif is more severe than Chenek. So logically, it continues, so when we remove the engaged Bas Koyin from the engaged Bas Yisrael, it was obviously also taking her out to be a more severe death penalty, which is from Skila to Sreifa. So you see, that's Reb Shimon, and that's Reb Shimon Tamei that we said, that it's Achas Rusa, but Achas Nasua, where that's his opinion that Sreifa is more severe than Skila. Now continues Reb Shimon, continues the Braisa, Zaymei Nesua Bas Koyin, however, the Edom Zaymen, those who said false testimony and were then later disproved regarding a married Bas Koyin, that she was Mezana, which would have given her a death penalty, and then they were proven wrong, which then they get the same thing they tried to do to the people they were testifying regarding. They are Bechlal Zemei Nisua Bas Yisrael. They are included in the same category of witnesses who were then Huzam regarding a regular Jewish woman that was Mezana as a married woman, which is that the Edom Zemei will only get Chenek. Because although the Torah says, what do you mean, they get whatever they tried to do to her, and the Bas Koyin would have gotten Sreifa, not just Chenek. However, the Torah only removes the Bas Koyin herself to Sreifa. As it says in the Pasuk in Yivrika Chof Aleph, he ba'esh tisav. She alone will get Sreifa, which excludes her boil, the one who actually had relations with her. Although a regular married woman, they both get the same thing. By Bas Koyin, only she gets Sreifa. And it also excludes Zememeha, that the Edom Zemen of her also don't get Sreifa. They also only get, as a regular married woman, that of Chenek. And so to Zemei Arusa Bas Koyin, those who are Zemen by an Arusa Bas Koyin, where although according to Reb Shimon, there it's also Sreifa, they are Bechlal Zemei Arusa Bas Yisrael. They are in the same category of the Edom Zemen of a regular engaged Jewish woman, which will only be Skila, and not be Sreifa, which according to Reb Shimon, Sreifa is more severe. So therefore, both by Nesuin and by Erisin, where although the Edom Zemen usually get what they try to do, and that the Torah explicitly says that no, it's only her, but not the one who has relations with her, who usually has the same as her, and neither the Edom Zemen who get the same penalty they try to do to her, that will not apply. It's only going to be her, again, Bein Arusa, Bein Nesua, whereas the Edom Zemen, if she's Nesua, will get what a regular married woman will have, which is Chenek, and if it's Arusa, will only get, which according to Shimon, that's only Skila, and not the most severe one according to him, which is Sreifa, which only the Bas Koyin herself, both Arusa and Nesua, gets.